Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of White Papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 153, Voice of the Customer, Marketing Mind Reading at its Best. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service representative, Jennifer Kohler.
Voice of the Customer, Marketing Mind Reading at its Best. They buy your products. They use your services. They drive your business, and without them, your business would be toast. You know who we're talking about, your customers. And you should know more about them. So let's get inside their heads and learn what they really think about your brand. You need to know what keeps them buying and what turns them away. Stop the guesswork and tune in with a little marketing and mind reading. It's called Voice of the Customer, or VOC. And while not new to the marketing landscape, it's receiving greater attention and it's changing the customer experience landscape. The VOC method synthesizes all customer feedback and provides a complete picture of customer desires. This qualitative and quantitative feedback is then used to enhance customer experiences and build better customer brand relationships. The goal is to gather all customer feedback from departmental silos so it can be viewed from a holistic organizational perspective and through a customer-centric lens. Insights can be used to drive change, break down customer barriers, and solve problems. So what's the bottom line with VOC? When an organization's cumulative customer feedback is analyzed and acted upon, it can have tremendous transformative power. Tuning into customer wants and needs can drive business, and some big players are taking notice. Companies like Jared & K. Jewelers, Tommy Bahama, Delta Airlines, Starbucks, and even 7-Eleven have incorporated VOC into their business practices. And the 2011 State of Customer Experience Report by Forrester found that half of large North American companies are implementing VOC strategies. VOC is turning heads and gaining recognition as the pulse of a company. In its new seat as a marketing must-have, Gartner is predicting that VOC's insight and value will lead to increased growth in revenue. And back in 2013, Gartner predicted that within 5 years, VOC would be a top strategic business investment. Where should VOC be put to use? Our answer? Everywhere. It can transform your organization from the inside out, and it has huge implications for marketing. VOC synthesizes organizational data from any and all channels, so it only makes sense that VOC strategy can be used to collect data and enhance customer experience through multiple channels. Potential channels include mobile, email, SMS, also known as short message service, social media marketing, storefront, service enhancements, product improvements, kiosks, and a more engaged team, to name a few. We will touch on all of these channels in this podcast, but the focus will be on mobile. Why focus on mobile? Because what other channel can you be in your customers' pockets, their cars, their workplace, next to their beds, and on their web browsers all at once? Mobile is a great fit for VOC because you can collect multiple forms of VOC feedback through various mobile platforms and then use that data to strengthen your mobile presence. And mobile's importance is growing, too. It's estimated that U.S. adults will spend 23% more time using a smartphone in 2014 than the prior year. The rising usage of smartphones and other internet-connected mobile devices makes a strong mobile strategy more important than ever. In fact, a 2012 study from Opinion Lab and Tea Leaf found that over 80% of marketing and customer experience professionals say that managing mobile customer experience is just as or more important than improving customer experience on fixed websites. VOC is gaining momentum due to mobile's data collection capabilities and because it packs potential for serious return on investment, or ROI, that makes it worth your time. Here are four ways VOC can make a difference. Number one, customer retention. Keep your current customers by demonstrating that your company cares about their needs and wants. Number two, attract new customers. Improvements to products or services championed by a strong VOC program will intrigue potential customers and drive new sales. Number 3. Increase efficient decision-making. VOC heightens the awareness of your customers' wants to facilitate customer-centric decisions. And number 4. Build employee engagement. Implementing a VOC strategy empowers employees to solve customer problems and reconnects the team to your company's mission. Let's embark on our mission to master VOC, or marketing mind reading as we like to call it. In this podcast, we'll break down the VOC cycle into 5 phases: plan, collect, interpret, react, and monitor. In each phase, we'll highlight creative integration of VOC and mobile with case studies. We'll also give you a leg up by providing takeaways for your own VOC program. Let's get started with Phase 1, VOC Program Planning. Set yourself up for success. When building a VOC program, a strong foundation is essential. Keith Skora, founder of VOC software firm Syngro, cautions all would-be VOC users. It is fundamental the VOC program has a clear, focused strategy which is directly aligned to the organization's commercial goals and is designed to permeate all aspects of the business. If it doesn't, the VOC program's success will be limited and most likely temporary. Starting with a strong, focused VOC strategy, it provides an opportunity to gain a single view of the customer and the ability to re-engineer operations using root cause analysis. This can drive fundamental change. With those wise words from VOC experts, we have a checklist of 7 steps for completing the VOC cycle planning phase. Step 1. Audit your existing data. Define what customer feedback data you have, what data you are collecting, and where it comes from. It doesn't make sense to start the collection phase if you don't know what customer feedback data you already have. Ask yourself and your team, what customer touch points do you collect data from? What data is coming in, and what departments own it? And where is current data being stored? Step 2. Plan for data integration. The most impactful VOC programs integrate VOC data and all other business data. VOC data can be used to spot trends in existing business data that might not have been apparent if data was siloed. In planning your VOC strategy, start by having conversations about best methods for integrating new and existing data. Also, consider integrating VOC data with existing customer relationship management or CRM programs to empower your sales staff. Step 3. Get buy-in from key execs. Don't forget this crucial step. Getting executive buy-in helps all departments on board, and even more importantly, helps ensure that the final strategy aligns with business goals. VOC can only drive change when it aligns with and contributes to business-level goals. Step 4. Make it someone's job. Utilizing VOC to its full potential can be a complicated undertaking. Do yourself a favor and appoint a responsible VOC manager. The VOC manager keeps everyone on track and keeps VOC initiatives moving forward. Step 5. Map the customer journey. Get a better understanding of your customer's experiences. Start by looking at your customer's mobile context and then map the entire customer journey. Mobile context includes customer location when they use your mobile services, customer user preferences, situations users face while interacting with your organization, customer history, and any personal decisions shared with you or social media networks. Mobile experience can be enriched using a context profile to deliver relevant content. Delta Airlines app, for example, provides examples of customer context in action. At Delta, a frequent flyer can access his or her real-time placement of an upcoming flight waitlist. The customer's situational factors, such as current location and local environment conditions, are also considered. When a flyer launches the Delta app, Delta delivers a countdown to departure time. Customer context is a helpful first step in mapping the journey. Completing a customer journey map provides the full picture of how customers complete a transaction with your company. Your customers' journeys may be complex. that may involve multiple channels and devices. Sometimes customers' experience touch areas that we as marketers may not be aware of. Using customer immersion tactics can help uncover any hidden touch points. Listen to real customer calls from your call center or call into your own call center without revealing who you are. Have your team watch customers in one of your retail locations. Go out and purchase your product and watch for roadblocks. Take notes on your experience and ask yourself the following questions. Was my problem resolved? How long did I wait? What frustrations did the customers around me experience? And what positive attributes did my fellow customers express as I listened? These customer immersion exercises can help reconnect your team with your primary audience, your customers. With a fresh perspective on your customers, you're ready to complete the customer journey map and add any new touch points you discovered. The journey map matters because you will want to monitor, measure, and report on customers' experiences at every touch point along the way. Step 6. Create an effective strategic objective. Once everyone is on board and you have completed your customer journey map, you can define your VOC objective. There is no point in investing resources and collecting all of this new data without a strong objective that is both actionable and directly tied to business goals. Doing so helps the entire organization see the value of VOC. A clear objective helps all departments visualize how they can support the program. And finally, step 7, eliminate action loops. Don't collect the data if there is not enough activity planned to test your findings. Do something with your findings and make sure your strategy has action baked in. Throughout this podcast, we'll offer several tips to help you get started. Here's getting started tip number 1. As you work through the VOC cycle, time and time again, you won't use all of these planning phase tips each time. Your due diligence will have paid off and your program will be up and running. However, we caution you not to overlook the planning phase entirely. Each new VOC initiative will require careful planning to make sure you are collecting the correct data for your intended action. We're now ready to move on to phase 2, VOC data collection. Get the insights you want from customer feedback by understanding what the data entails and making the right data collection decisions. Let's break down what's inside customer feedback. Upon collection, customer feedback becomes a detailed set of customer needs and wants in their own words. We'll use hypothetical customer feedback from a restaurant, a clothing boutique, and a consumer product goods company to illustrate this concept. Let's start with a restaurant example. A customer says, "I enjoyed the meal, but the service was slow and the wait staff lacked personality." In the clothing boutique example, a customer states, "Loved the colors you put out this season, but when I was in the store, I had trouble locating my size. Luckily, your great sales staff was available to help me out." And finally, in the consumer product goods example, the customer states, "Product worked well, but it took me a while to figure out how to use it. Great packaging, though." In just 1 to 2 sentences, we learned about the quality of a meal, personality and helpfulness of wait staff or sales staff, store layout and product placement effectiveness, product functionality, and product use learning curve. We didn't just learn about products and services, we got a glimpse of the customer's expectations, needs, and requirements. So what data do you need? It depends on your VOC goals. Use your data audit and customer journey map to determine what information you're missing. You also want to consider what data might be helpful in executing current or future initiatives. Once you decide what data you need, it's time to determine what collection methods will produce the desired information. Think about the collection method and the collection channel. And don't forget about mobile. Your mobile presence can provide the data you're looking for. Mobile technology gives us an entirely new venue for collecting VOC feedback from customers via social media monitoring, enterprise feedback management, website interactions, surveys, speech analytics, text mining, and web analytics to provide a holistic view of your customer's voice. You can get creative in your data collection, too. Consider supplementing traditional interviews by asking social media followers to participate in Skype or Google Plus interviews. Considering your surveys to collect feedback? Use online surveys via your mobile website or app. Data from your web analytics and social media interactions provide essential data at other touchpoints as well. We will discuss tools to help you dissect your data too in the interpret phase. Here's a peek at how the right VOC data can make a difference for multiple marketing initiatives. A few years back, unsure of what they would discover, Signet Jewelers, owners of both Jared and Kay Jewelers, embarked on its own VOC journey. Using customer segmentation analysis, surveys, and in-store observations, the team, in partnership with IBM Interactive, identified opportunities to replicate the in-store experience in an online environment. Using this new customer data, Signet designed and developed an intuitive website experience for customers. New social media profiles and a mobile website were also launched. Customers can now compare items side by side, talk to a sales representative, and check their credit balance no matter where they are shopping from, inside the store, online, or via mobile. The company is head over heels in love with the VOC strategy because following the launch in 2012, holiday sales increased 49% over the same period in 2011. Ready for getting started tip number two? Base data collection on the customer journey map you created in the planning phase to ensure that you are capturing data at as many touch points as possible. Can't hit all of your touch points? Start by gathering data that helps support your VOC objective. Let's move on to phase three, data interpretation. You've been collecting data. Now what? First, data organization and then data prioritization. Random categorization doesn't get us very far in understanding what the data means. But luckily, Griffin and Hauser, VOC research pioneers, created a customer feedback analysis framework to help. In this framework, all customer needs are categorized as primary, secondary, and tertiary. Primary needs are composed of the 10 top-level needs articulated by customers. For example, if you are on the marketing team for a local restaurant looking to incorporate the VOC into a marketing plan, your customer's hypothetical primary needs could be restaurant selection, getting to the restaurant, food options and menu, restaurant building, restaurant interior, or restaurant experience. These needs may carry enough weight to be used in setting a strategic organizational or marketing direction. Secondary needs are considered tactical because they expand the primary need and provide an approach for satisfying the primary need. Using our sample restaurant again, secondary needs could resemble the following. Restaurant selection. Are tables available or is menu information easy to access online? Getting to the restaurant. Is the location good and accessible, and is there safe parking available? Food options and menu. How's the food quality? Are there entree specials? Are there menu options for diners with dietary restrictions? Restaurant building. Is outdoor signage easy to spot, and does traffic flow smoothly once indoors? Inside the restaurant, how's the atmosphere? Are the restrooms clean? And finally, restaurant experience. Is the waitstaff helpful and friendly, and do they provide a fun experience? Looking only at the restaurant selection category, the secondary needs reveal why customers might choose the restaurant over another if it is easier to access menu information online and they can get a table. Our restaurant team can then use those requirements in their efforts to drive restaurant traffic. Moving on to the third category, the tertiary needs. These needs are more operational in nature and provides detail for making physical changes to the product, service, or surrounding messaging. Back to our restaurant again, a tertiary need might be an updated mobile-friendly website or customer experience training for waitstaff. Want even deeper analysis interpretation? Many VOC vendors provide tools to increase your mind-reading power with deeper analysis and interpretation. Many of the online survey tools you are familiar with have some interpretation capabilities built right in. Graphical representation of your data results is common, and some track your customer satisfaction score over time. Text mining is also a great tool for increased richness in survey data and other web content. These software tools identify themes and relationships between survey text and other content. Social media monitoring tools are helpful for interacting with customer thoughts in the social sphere. Additional tools embedded within a monitoring system may vary by vendor, and some offer sentiment analysis or opinion mining. Accessing the feelings behind a tweet, comment, or review gives you more profound understanding of your customers' thoughts and intent. Depending on the complexities of your in-office data analysis procedures, you may also want to run this data against existing business data to identify new opportunities or confirm trends. Remember, no team can tackle all customer needs at once, nor would they want to. And not all wants and needs carry the same weight. After you complete categorization and any other interpretation, all customer needs can be prioritized. After prioritization, the recently interpreted VOC data is ready for use in the reaction phase. Which brings us to getting started tip number 3. Great news! You don't have to purchase expensive interpretation software programs. Uncover the meaning in the VOC data by organizing customer feedback by primary, secondary, and tertiary needs. Look into additional interpretation tools and make sure to incorporate any data analysis capabilities your team has. Before partnering with vendors offering VOC data interpretation solutions, use caution. It is acknowledged that this market is still young and that marketers should be careful when choosing vendors. You've collected and interpreted your data. And wow, you've learned a ton about your customers. This brings us to phase 4, the reaction phase. So what's next? It's time to put what you've learned to use. This phase is twofold because your team will use your data to implement actions baked into the VOC process during the planning phase. You might also be reacting to surprises that emerged from the data during the interpretation phase. Be prepared to tackle both planned and unplanned action. When executing planned initiatives or reacting to a customer issue the data uncovered, both are opportunities for your team to improve overall customer experience. And that is the real beauty and power of the VOC cycle, a force that pushes your company to become increasingly customer-centric with every pass through the cycle. Phase 4 is a chance to utilize your team's creative juices. Your brand is a one-of-a-kind, and you solve problems for your customer in a completely organic way. And if you haven't been, the use of VOC is the perfect opportunity to start. Your customers have an organic perspective about your performance, and your team knows your organization like no one else. When using VOC to improve customer experience, let the data guide you to creative solutions for eliminating pain points. Help your customers have a fun, engaging, and organic brand experience. Sound a little intimidating? No worries. You are now reading your customers' minds, to some extent. You've got this. But we wouldn't leave you without some tools to help facilitate these creative solutions. Tommy Bahama is one brand using a customer experience management, or CEM, tool to react to any unexpected VOC data in the moment. With the goal of improving the overall in-store and online shopper experience, Tommy Bahama installed listening kiosks connected to its CEM tool throughout the store in the second quarter of 2014. These kiosks allow customers to provide feedback without seeking a sales associate. The feedback is then provided in real time to the store teams, who can jump in and resolve issues before the customer leaves the store. This real-time reaction approach is helping Tommy Bahama improve brand loyalty. Speaking of brand loyalty, many of us have earned a gold star or two by paying for delicious frothy beverages with our Starbucks app, and Starbucks is using VOC to facilitate an in-app loyalty program and in-store experiences. Starbucks uses their website to collect masses of VOC data. Customers submit ideas for improvements, and then the Starbucks team continuously reports on how those ideas make an impact. One recently implemented idea is being used to improve customers' mobile experience. The new feature sends app users email reminders of their earned free drinks within the loyalty program. This example demonstrates how creativity can influence data collection and reaction within the VOC process. 7-Eleven is another example of a company using multiple tools and creativity to collect and react to VOC data. 7-Eleven wanted to build greater emotional attachment among customers to boost customer engagement and sales. To reach this objective, they launched real-time CMR technology tied to a customer loyalty program within their mobile app. The company crowdsourced VOC research and discovered that many customers have favorite Slurpee flavors but didn't know what flavors were available in each store. Once this was identified as a pain point for customers, the 7-Eleven team started collecting daily flavor data from franchise locations and rolling the data into mobile app for customer use. This new functionality cost the 7-Eleven team very little to develop, but it solved a big pain point for customers looking to purchase one of their most popular products. 7-Eleven demonstrates that all organizations can get actionable customer feedback even if customers spend little time or money in the company's physical and digital space. This is a good point to offer getting started tip number 4. The action your team takes in this phase will vary based on what the data reveals about the customer pain points and satisfaction. Take this opportunity to better your company and please your customers. Feel inspired by the examples mentioned previously, in that a dose of creativity can go a long way in improving the experience you offer up to customers. On to our final phase, Phase 5, Monitoring. It's time to demonstrate the value of your VOC program with mind-reading measurement and analysis. In the monitoring phase, we see the importance of tying your actions to overall business goals. As you monitor data being collected and customer response to your customer experience efforts, metrics are a must. How else will you measure whether or not your action is improving the customer journey? Many of the collection, interpretation, and reaction tools we discussed include dashboards to help you monitor data and progress at all times. Before launching your VOC program, make sure to use existing respondent data to benchmark against new data and metrics. Benchmarking should help you visualize progress as your VOC program takes off. Wondering how to decide what metrics matter and how to prove the worth of your VOC program? It isn't so complicated. Use metrics that match your overall strategic objective and tie the program to key business goals. Without overall objective measurement, you cannot really demonstrate your program's impact. When aligning metrics with business goals, remember that money talks and that it is always important to continuously demonstrate ROI. Consider including commercial measures such as average customer spend, share of wallet, account profitability, and so on. Including these financial elements may help your VOC program prove its worth. Additionally, embedding measurement at every customer touchpoint can help your team identify specific pain points and systemic problems. When trying to quantify the overall customer journey, go beyond customer satisfaction. Measure customer expectation. Why? Customer satisfaction does not prove customer loyalty. The myth that customer satisfaction equates to customer loyalty was debunked back in 1995 by a Harvard Business Review study. The study looked at satisfied bank account holders compared to unsatisfied account holders. Researchers Thomas and Sasser found that in 1 year, 5.8% of unsatisfied customers closed their accounts and 6% of extremely satisfied customers closed their accounts. This demonstrates that satisfied customers don't guarantee loyal customers. Therefore, customer expectation might be a more helpful metric. Asking your customers if your service line or new feature implemented during the reaction phase meets their expectations is more telling than customer satisfaction metrics. This brings us to getting started tip number 5. Demonstrating value and ROI of a VOC program is no small task. But let your overall objective, business goals, and customer journey direct you and help choose the right metrics to monitor your VOC progress. Remember, this is by no means a definitive listing of metrics, but instead a listing of some metrics that could potentially be helpful. Do you feel ready to implement your own VOC cycle? As you analyze results from your monitor phase, your team can now take everything you learned throughout the VOC cycle to start the cycle anew. Working through the cycle time and time again can help create more engaged customers, a staff connected with your organizational mission, and continued organizational transformation in your quest to become a customer-centric company. You might not be a VOC expert yet, but you are now equipped with the knowledge to start some key conversations that will help your company determine if implementing a VOC program is a good fit. Remember that VOC is not the silver bullet for organizational and mobile improvement. However, with increasing technology, the consumer voice is louder than ever, and the use of consumer feedback for continuous improvement can help guide an organization into the customer-centric future if implemented correctly.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on Voice of the Customer. Keep on the lookout for our next podcast, Mining for Bitcoins. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.